Parshas Vayechi, you have the brachas of Yaakov to the Shvatim, and the each shevet kefi is koyach, and so on and so forth. The first three Shvatim, Yaakov Avinu did not exactly. Sit by the side. Move up. The first three Shvatim, Yaakov Avinu did not exactly mevarech, but rather Yaakov Avinu was Mechiach, and the Teichacha that he gave them. So Shimon and Levi, we understand. Shimon and Levi, the Teichacha is a Teichacha first, and then at the end it says, Achal came by Yaakov, Afitzim Yisrael, there's a tikkun over there. The tikkun that says over there is, Dovacha ein loch aniyim v'soifrim umalamdi tinoikis elu mishimin kidei shu nefoitzim v'shif shalevi aso mechazal agronis. So Rashi says that Shimon and Levi, since they were their kolola included a certain element of a bracha, I said, the tikkun is that they become malamdi tinoikis and so on. On Reuven, we don't find a clear tikkun on his inyan. All it says by Reuven is he should have been the Bechor, and yes, it says yes, always pachas kamayim al toisa. So we need to understand in what sense is it called a bracha. I mean, at the end of the brachas, it says that Yaakov was Berech Haysam, and Rashi says even those that he was mekanter, even those shvatim that he had kpedis on, he was Chayza, it says he was Mevarech. So Shimon and Levi, we see it here. Reuven, we don't see yet what the tikkun was, and it's something that we need to understand. What is the tikkun of Reuven? Why is Reuven, where is there going to be a tikkun on Reuven Lasadlovo? Where is it included in that that's called brachas? And Bechlal, you have to understand the Reuven's Bechaira has in itself different elements. It says Lamashal that Chazal list all the different types of Bechairis. There is Bechaira of Nachlis and Bechaira of Yuchsin, Bechaira of Avoida. Chazal before in Vayishlach, in the Medrash Rabbah, they list all sorts of Bechairis that Reuven could have had and he didn't have before, which is something that Taka needs to be understood. In what sense, how do we split up the Bechaira of Reuven? What is the Bechor of Reuven in the sense that he still is a Bechor to some degree? Lamaisa, the Pasuk says Mefurish in Vayishlach. The Pasuk actually makes it a point of it. When the Pasuk lists the Yichus, so it says that the Yichus of Vayu Bnei Yaakov Shnei Masa, Bnei Lea, Bechor Yaakov Reuven. So the Pasuk calls it Bechor Yaakov. So there is the element of Bechor, and still it's listed as Bechor Yaakov. Rashi says, "Filu b'shas kal kol akar Bechor." So how do you reconcile the two Bechoris here and there? The emes is the shaila itself. The Zohar Kaddish asks, and the Zohar Kaddish asks, "What's the Bechor of Reuven? What happened with the Bechor of Reuven?" So he says over here like this. He says, Aval vade barche. Certainly Yaakov Avinu was mevarech Reuven. Vesolko barchas ala asrei. And that bracha went back to its place. In other words, he benched him. And it's the bracha left. It's as if it wasn't chal on Reuven. A mashal, the Zohar says, lebar nash tahav lebar. It's like a person who had a son. Kadmot zam zimne listalke malma. When his time came to be nifta, osa malkale the melech came. Amay said, hol kol mamoina dili. All of my money that I have. Lehav biyoda de malka, the king should keep it as a pikodin, not the lebroi as a pikodin for my son. Katchomi malka de brias chazi yevle, and when my when the king will see that my son is worthy of it, he'll give it to him. Kach Yaakov Amar, Reuven Bechori Ato, Reuven Yomai Bechori, Rechima Demei Ant. You're the one that I love. Av Bechoin Deloch, Yistalkum Beyorad Malka Kadisha, your brachas will go back to the Melech, Ad Yechami Boch. Begin the Azaz Lekavl Apoch. So it'll all go back to the Melech until you're worthy of having the brachas because you have this midah of pachas and so on. So, like we always say, the it's not the pshat that it's not the pshat that Reuven is the bechor for certain yanim, and b'mikra he has a problem. So that Bechor is going back to keeping by HaKadosh Baruch Hu until Reuven is worthy enough. The pshat's much deeper than that. Reuven, it says, is a Bechor L'tshuva. This Hanhaga itself that we're talking about, that he should be getting it and he doesn't get it until he's worthy of it, that itself is his Bechor. That is the Guf Hanhaga's Bechor of Reuven, that he has a certain mahalach of he should have gotten it, he's the first one, and he is going to get it afterwards. That's called Bechor L'tshuva, I think. And we're going to try to explain what is the Nekuda Bechora that lies, what is that anhaga that we're talking about that is there. There is a Zoya that speaks about it's in Parshas Toldos, and it says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, the Malachim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't say the Pasuk Ma'anesh Ki Siskirenu, but it says they told HaKadosh Baruch Hu what's going to happen is man is going to sin, and Midas Adin is going to take its toll, and the person is going to die. Nimtza, so it says, the Zohar says that the Nivra Lemigna, that the person was created for no reason, for Bechinam. In other words, there's a Tviya, just like Dove Echad Midvarecha Lo Yoshev Reikam, there's nothing that there cannot be a Bechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that goes back Reikam. There's no Dibur or anything about Kadosh Baruch Hu that was, that never was. That would be, in a certain sense, that would be a Kriyas Tagar on Kadosh Baruch Hu. If we say that Kadosh Baruch Hu created something that was a mistake, Chas V'Shalom, that Lehoya Dvarim Me'olam, Igloy Milsolim Afreya, that it wasn't worth it, then that's Chas V'Shalom, a stira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not do dvarim that are reikam. Something that has no mitzias and no purpose, a person's mitzias can be ephemeral, but it has a tachlis, it has a purpose. To create something which be'etzem is not a mitzias, which be'etzem has no existence, that can't be. So the Malachim asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you create a person and a person sins, isn't it possible, does it not mean that the person was created l'migna, for nothing? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, 2,000 years before I created the world, I created tshuva. So, fine. Tshuva means that it's a chetimtza, a person could be metakin it. That's a little bit of a teretz about how do we go about it? What if the person decides not to do tshuva? In other words, where is the teretz of tshuva, a teretz on the etzem shaila that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't create dvarim reikam? I mean, it's one thing if you tell me that how could a person ever possibly, if the kasha was, how could a person ever possibly cope with midas adin? So the answer to that would be this tshuva. But if the shaila is that there can't be a metzias of reikam, and the midas adin says, chance our person will fail, and kulahai v'ulahai if the tshuva works, so you're back again to the metzias of reikam. And that's something that needs that kasha needs to find its teretz. So let's understand it. We're going to understand a very deep musig over here, in inyanim of bria and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hug of the world and so on. Let's take. I guess we'll use a Zohar HaKadosh as a first point. Just b'mikra that came out so many. It's an akuda of what it's on the pasuk simeni kachoisim alibecha. It's going on the musig that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want our hizdabgus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be like a choisim. So let's explain first what two things. When a person has a shayches to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you want to make something permanent, you're choisiv m'choisim. You write out what you said. When you write it out, that's lemanyam liyom rabim. Writing lasts a long time. Writing stops being considered a ksiva if there is no roishim of the original ksiva. In Hilchas Sefer Torah, if you have a Sefer Torah that was rubbed out, that was nimchak, what you look for is to see if there's still a roishim of the original ksav, if there's still some sort of mark. If there's no mark of the original ksav, then it's not called anymore, it doesn't have a shem of the original ksiva. Simeni kachoisim alibecha. Tochazi. Bosa dizdabku do bedo. After there's been izdabkus of one with the other, vihi kabilas ruusa, and she was nisratza, in other words, klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a mashal of a zocha to nekeva, and the mashal is of this dibuk of a zocha nekeva, and after it's over, the nekeva asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu simeni kachoisim alibecha. So she says amai kachoisim. Why is the lashon used chosim? Ella urche de chosim, the derech of a chosim kim this dabik batar chad. When a chosim lands on a place, afagav dis adimine, even though it leaves that place, it's removed from that place, ha'ishtaya reshimu bo asa, there is an impression left there, a roshim, v'le adimine, and that doesn't leave it. The chol reshimu v'chol diukne delay be'ishtaya, the roshim of the entire tzura stays in it. Kach omer Knesset Yisrael ho'izdabak nobach, afagav dis adiminoch, ve'ozel b'galusa, simeni kachoisim alibecha, begin the yishtoya called yuknibach. Kehai choisim the yishtoya called yuknibach, asar yizdabbe. So Zohar HaKadosh is megala to us a tremendous side and yisoid of the bria around us. There are those things that are there when they're there, and when they leave, they're gone. When a person writes on a piece of paper, when the writing is gone, it's gone. It no longer has it's ksav nimchak. When the roishim is left over, when you machtim something, when you stamp something, so the stamp itself can also fade, but the roishim can never fade. In other words, there is a kiyum not in its original darga, but in a darga of a roishim that's left over. And that's why there's a special inyan of simeni kachoisim alibecha. Let's take it to the mashal that's going on the pasuk. Chazal say that bia rishayna is called bias mitzvah. So it says why? So it says ein isha kireses bris elo lemisha isa isa kli. That an isha is kireses bris only with the person that made her in a kli. The pshat is because every bia is a maisa, and when it's gone, it's gone. The only bia that makes a roshim, that leaves over a zecher of its mitzias, is bia rishayna, and that's why it leaves over a kesher, because it's a krisas bris, because it always leaves a roshim. The oisai sekli means even when they're not together, there's a roshim. So that's why Klal Yisrael is mispal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu yachas to Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dapkos to Klal Yisrael, should be bepchinas choysim, simeni kachosim becha. So the Zohar Kodesh says because a choysim leaves a reshima even when it's gone. Writing can theoretically come off completely and not leave him a zecher of itself. A choysim always leaves at least a zecher of its tzura. So there's a metzias called in the Bria Roshim, which means even after the thing itself is not there anymore, it leaves a Roshim of itself. It's a lashon that Chazal used, Chachmei Pnim used, and a lot of Eifanim, that even things that no longer exist, Lamashal, it says, Yitzias Tzadik Oyser Roshim. When a Tzadik leaves a city, the Tzadik is gone. But there's still a Roshim in the city, there's still something left over there in a Pchina of he was there. There it leaves a mark on the Metzias around it, and it was there. Two or three or four places in Metzias or in Halacha where you see it. It's very interesting. If a person, when you cut a challah, it's brought down, a person should make a small cut first, he should make a roshim and cut on that place. When a person has neiris and a person is mehavhev the psila, if a person tries, l'chura, logically, so to speak, intuitively, we would say that when a person lights a psila, and then the psila is the first time you light it should be the best. And the answer is not like that. If a person lights a psila, it doesn't light well until the second time. In other words, it's as if the fire singed it the first time, and when he singed it the first time, it's now able to be makala a second time. So the metzias of a roshim is that you make something, you do a maisa with something, the maisa itself is gone, but it still leaves a roshim on the thing itself. That is the metzias and the teva, so to speak, of a roshim. That something, even charcoal, it's fascinating. Charcoal is wood that was somewhat burnt, and then the second time round, pchamim in Chazal's in the Gemara, pchamim are coals. They burn better than wood, and it's wood that's been charred to some degree. It's charcoal. The teretz is when something has in itself a roshim of a previous experience. It has it now has the ability to relive it better again. One more area where Chazal or Megalitas that there's such a metzias. It says that when before a person is born, Behila Neralai Roshi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Malach comes and it teaches Kol HaTorah Kula, and then when he's born, the Malach is Soisel El Piv and is Meshakhoi. It doesn't say anywhere that the mark that we have on the lip is the roshim. It doesn't say it anywhere. I don't know where it came from, but the pshat. So everybody asks, what is the point of it? What's the point to teach him kol ha'Torah kula, and then have him forget it? I mean, it seems like the teretz is the stira on the mouth. Does it both is meshakeach it, and it leaves the roshim of that Torah on the person. It's the geder like being mehavhev the psila. It's the geder like charring that psila makes it now a better kli to be mekablet. That's what happens over here. So you have in the bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria in a sense globally in two stages. There was a Bria the Bria, it says Akadosh Baruch was Beinai Lamois Umachrivan until he said Deina Hanyalei. So the Kasha is, I mean, obviously with Akadosh Baruch Nef Harot, Akadosh Baruch quote unquote knew before that this world would be the better of worlds. But the fact that we live on Bria's Kaidmois means that we have in ourselves the Roshim of those previous Inyanim. The previous Inyanim couldn't last as such, but they still exist within us as a Roshim. So just like if a person would be born knowing Kol HaTorah Kula, it couldn't work, for whatever reason, you could say a lot of Hesberim. A person could not be born knowing Kol HaTorah Kula. So what's the point? In a sense, every single person that's born is a Bein Olam Umachrivan. It was a built world in Charev. We knew Kol HaTorah Kula, and we forgot Kol HaTorah Kula. So the Teretz is that gives us the ability to be a psila that was nishavhev, and now the oyer catches a lot better onto that psila. So the metzias of the world was, and it goes la'oimek ad asayif, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, the there is besides the kedusha that's apparent to us, there is the roishim of a lot more kedusha that's there as a roishim, but is not with us. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is b'mleichal aretz kvoidei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and gave us our own metzias, it's not that the other kedushas disappeared. They're there as a roishim of what was. Just like a tzaddik when he leaves an impression. If a person was close to a tzaddik, close to a gadol, even when he's not there, there's at least a memory left of it, there's an impression left of it. So too, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us our own worlds, HaShemayim Yisrael HaShem V'aretz Nosan Livnei Adam, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol left the Aretz, it says he gave it to us, but the fact that it was owned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves its stamp on the Aretz as a Roshim. So that's the Bechina of there's a Bria, there's what's there, and there's the Roshim of what was. The Zohar says also by Yosef HaTzadik, that by Ruvein, it says, the Zohar says, a Peledik Asoidis Megala. Yaakov Avinu really wanted Rachel. Yaakov Avinu intended to live with Rachel. Yaakov Avinu worked for Rachel, and as far as he was concerned, he was marrying Rachel. Yaakov Avinu was somebody, Leroy Kerem Miyomov. He never, ever, none of his metzias was wasted. His entire metzias was kolei kodesh. So since that nekuda, the nekuda of bechayre, reishis koich and reishis oini, was a rocheldik in nekuda, so it went into, it transferred over to Yosef. Ruvain's chelik transferred to Yosef, because it was the metzias that whatever impression there was, whatever sheirish there was, would realize itself, even if right now it didn't realize itself. Right now it's Leia, but since the impression on Yaakov was the impression of Rachel, since that was stamped on ingrained in him, so b'meila that tipa with everything the b'chayra that he had b'koyach would eventually find its place by Rachel. Nimtzina lemeidim, there's an oimik there, that means Ruvain is the one that demonstrates to the world the koyach of Roshim. Ru'u ma bein b'ni lebein chami. He said, look, the Chazal asked, why was it called Ruvain? So it says, Ru'u ma bein b'ni lebein chami, that Esav, when he sold his prayer willingly, became angry at it. Ruvain is the one who went over to Yosef, and he saved Yosef. So that means Ruvain is the one who personifies that wherever there's a Roshim, it's not going to go levatola. There's no such thing as a roishim not finding itself eventually. wherever there's a reshim of kedusha, whatever it is, it finds itself. So b'meila, if the bechira is going on, if he has in himself the ability, if he has in himself the ability to bring that out, so in his own mitzias, he will also see it. That's the pshat in the Zohar. Mashal lemelech, mashal to a father that had a son, and he said, everything I have is for my son, but right now I want the king to watch it. In other words, Reuven himself becomes personified as the person who's got a roishim of bechira, but not the actual bechira yet. And since Reuven himself brought into the world the metzias, that wherever there's a roishim, the roishim's been a skayim, that is that he himself will get it back. Then the Zohar is Meirich that Tassid Lavo, he's going to be he was the first to go into Golos, and he was the first to be Leichem Lachamis. Whatever Inyanim, I don't know what those Inyanim are, that Tassid Lavo, he's going to be the one to battle. But still, he is the Bechayr that is going to, his Bechayr will come back to him because it has to come back to him. Since it was stamped on him that he's a Metzias of Bechayr. So the metzias of bechira, as being the bechira in this world, starts with ilamis that were there, and they were nechrav. It starts with havaminis. That's what the Zohar Kaddish says over and told us. Malachim asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're creating a person. The person is going to sin, and then it comes out that your bria is larik. It's for nothing. So he told him, no, that there is that I created tshuva beforehand. Tshuva means, the word tshuva means to go back again. Go back to what? Let's say somebody attacks me, and then a person is mazik someone else, and then he's mefayas him, and he pays for his hezek. Great. So he made up with him. We'd call that pious, we'd call that ritzui. The word tshuva, in the sense to turn back, doesn't really strike us as right. This is a pious and ritzui. That's the right chayv lefaisena. That's the lashon that says in Chazal, if you mazik somebody, it's chayv lefaisena, leratzeis, lefayis. You have to make good to him. You have to create shalom. What's the lashon tshuva, Takarish Baruch Hu? If there wasn't anything left over, there couldn't be tshuva. Tshuva means to go back to something, to reconstruct, to recreate. Somebody loses, chas v'shalom, a chelik of an eva. A person has a damage to a tooth. So if the damage is extensive enough, you take the whole thing out and you put in something artificial. That's not, you don't reconstruct a tooth, you make a tooth. If a person has enough structure left over where you can rebuild it, that's called reconstruction. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it's not larik. Tshuva doesn't mean, well, he can now do tshuva and start again. That would be larik. So the first version, the second version, would have been larik until the final version. There is nothing by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's lemigna. It's always there in order that a person, that it will come back again. So Reuven's bechira in the world is so that. So the first yisoy that we have here is there's a metzias in the bria where everything that is stamped in the bria, everything that falls, everything that is a nivra, even if it's gone, leaves a roshim, and it cannot be destroyed. That's the Torah that a malach teaches a person, so it's gone. And yet when we learn, it somehow latches up. Somehow it revives the old nekuda. A bris is called in the Zohar's lashon all over. It's called the reshima. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reshim in us and ois bris kodesh. Chazal said that when David HaMelech was in the bathhouse, he looked around, and he said, "I'm naked from mitzvahs." Until he saw the bris milah, and he was happy, and that's why he said sasanech and so on. it's not, Chazal describe it, didn't just paint a little picture, it should be miskabel alev hashemim. Chazal explained, bris milah is not a maisa mitzvah. Even though everybody declares and brings all sorts of raya's from here that it's an ongoing mitzvah and it's a smashich, tachlis, the mitzvah was done on the eighth day. But what David HaMelech saw, the mitzvah, milah is the only mitzvah that leaves a roishim on the person. In the olam mitzvahs, the thing that has a pchinas roishim is milah. Just like it says, we said about the woman, that she's kiris bris with the person that makes her into a kli, there's a certain krisas bris. Bris is a krisas bris, which means that the Maisa Mitzvah is done. The Roshim left in the person. And David HaMelech's first Havamina, when you look around, I have nothing. I'm naked. I have nothing. No tefillin, no tzitzis, no Dibur Torah, klum. And then on second thought, I have the Roshim of something there before. I'm not naked. There's something still left over there. Chazal are describing it so accurately that the Roshim left over by Mila is the pshat that I at first glance I don't see it. The Maisa Mitzvah has been done a long time ago. It's the second glance that I find the Roshim of that person itself. So the first Yesod is that things that a person did good, these are the most exemplary ones. Bris Mila and the inyanim of the Torah that a malach teaches a person when he starts with, those are the two main ones. But it's true of every single thing. Anything in Ruchnius leaves a roshim in a person, and it can always be revived. But there's a second akuda in this, a second oimik. This the Ishbitzer says, and it's an oimik nifla. What's the point of it? So the Pashta Pshat we learned, the point of it is that things shouldn't be lost. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not create things lereik, and therefore everything exists as a roshim. That's why it remains existing. But why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu play it that way? What's the point of doing things? It seems as if it's built into the world. The fact that, like the voice of the Maral, big things are not coincidence. The Bechor of Klai Yisrael is a Bechor of roshim. Why is that? And the whole world was created with Bein Olam Samachriven. A person learns Torah, it's true that it can't get destroyed because it would have been purposeless, but what's the purpose of having it that way? So there's the Ishbitzer says a taich and a pasuk in Tillim. It says Vatisa'asni Vatishlacheni. The Bala Mizmer is saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you carried me on your back and you threw me down. So he says, a person who never tasted good cannot be mispalo for it. For instance, a person that lived all his life, he was grown homeless. So he lived all his life on a cold street, covering himself up with odd blankets. So it's not margish that he's homeless. That's the mitzvah. It gets cold part of the year, and you look for all sorts of shmatas, and you cover yourself with it. A person who was in a warm home, and he was thrown out, that's where the makom tefillah comes in. If a person tasted something, then he becomes a mispalel for it all of his life. You carried me on your shoulders. I felt what it's like to be on carried on a Kodesh Baruch Hu's shoulders, v'tashlicheni, so now I feel what it's like to be dumped, to be left aside. A person who never had that hargasha doesn't have a makom tefillah. He's magdirit. You can only daven for something that you're missing, and if you never had the taste of it, then you weren't missing it. That's the point of it. So a Kodesh Baruch Hu, if a person would not have had Torah taught to him, he wouldn't have an appetite for it afterwards. The fact that we have an inner appetite for it, the fact that there's a tshuka for it, and that we're mispalel, v'senchal kein v'sasecha, is because somewhere in us we have a roshim of Torah that was there before. Had the Rosh not been there, it's like sometimes a child, a baby is stubborn, doesn't want to eat something. And you force something in and it spits it out. But in the minute that it was forced in, it tasted something very sweet. And then all of a sudden, the baby wants it. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu force fed us a lot of minyanim of Kedusha, and even though that didn't stay because it was without Avodah, but now we have a taste of it. We have some sort of tam in it, and we have what to be mevakish for. We have a need for it. Having tasted it, we now have a need for it, and we're mevakshim for it. That was the why. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That's how he set up the world, that there should be inyanim there, that those inyanim are destroyed. Even when they're gone, they leave the roishim, but the roishim is that which later becomes the makom tefillah for everything else. So we're talking about an extraordinary deep nekuda debriya. This is one of the big sugyas in Pnimius HaTorah. But tachlis, it's nagia to every single person in his present metzias. For instance, a person learns in yeshiva, and a person accomplishes. Always, no matter what a person does later on, he always is doing less than he was doing in yeshiva. The ability to shift the base Hashem kol mechaya, the ability to be completely immersed in a very ruchnistic way, that's something that is at best in the tekufa that a person is learning. And a person falls down, a person drops it later, and it's not there anymore. So, and a person feels, either I wasted all my years, or what did I get out of it? The tachlis, the tiny that the malachim come, that you created lemigna, you created a person for no reason. What's the point of it? What was the point to have been so much in learning, so much in ruchnias, and to fade out of it? So there's two things. First of all, something that was really a kinyan is simeni kachoisim alibecha. It leaves the roishim on the person no matter what. There's no such thing as lirik. If a person was davuk to the learning and to the ruchnis like a choisim, it made its mark on the person. It's an oisbris kodesh in the person that's indelible. It does not leave the person. What's the purpose of it? The purpose of it is he never could have had a she'ifa for these things. A person would have gone through all his life, and the words v'seinchal kenu v'sarasecha, ha'shiveinu avinu v'sarasecha, would be meaningless words. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Torah is good, so we're asking for Torah. I don't know what it is, but listen, I trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if a person had a taste of it, and it left its mark on the person, simeni kachoysen becha means it's unforgettable, that I'm going to keep searching for it. The fact that a person can spend the next 100 years of his life looking for that, the person is seeking ruchnius, Torah, inyanim, the person is mispalel, that's because vatisarasni vatashticheni. Had the person never been carried by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he never would have felt a need to be mevakesh for it. If he would, being cast aside is what gave him the sense of what there is to be had inside. And it's every person. No matter what a person does, it is always a moving away. There's an intense period of closeness. And then there's Tirdas HaChaim. Even for the person who's asking Torah, there's a different, it's a different mahalach. And on that, we say that if a person, two things. If it's not, we always regret almost. We say like, what was the point of having been so close if it's gone now? The answer is twofold. First of all, it's never gone. If it's a p'china of simeni kachoysem alibecha, so there's a metzias in the bria of reshimu, which is the deepest part of the bria. Every single part of the bria starts with it. The neiris you mahavik before you light them, the chala you roishim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before a person starts his avodah, there's an oisbris kodesh. He teaches kol ha-Torah kula, and he forgets it. The entire bria, Reuven is the b'chor Yisrael, the b'chor Yaakov, and he was a b'chor that will become the b'chor. All of the bria is built on it. on an intense closeness, and then it's gone. If it was sent like a chaysim, it stays, it's indelible. Like the Zohar says, the urcha the chaysim is even la'achad is adi, le'basid is adi, the reishim is nisha. And if the reishim is nisha in the person, then at least he has a tefillah for the rest of his life. The bakasha, the tefillah, the hope is because there was a reishim. Ashrei, instead of the person saying, what point was there if it's gone now? The person should say, I have what to live for. If I can be mispal for it, then it's shaykh to have there. And it's mashal, anything that's a b'chayr, there is no such thing as losing it permanently. It's mashal, the father says, it was premature, it's a pikadon by the melech. And when the melech will see to it that the son is roy for it, he'll get back that pikadon again of the b'chayr. Shams. Yeah.
Is there a psukim, a pasuk reference to the fact that Rabbi will that it, that he, well, I guess Rashi was in for a second.